The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Black Mental Matters. I'm Vince the Voice, and myself, Makiba, our whole team, we work to eradicate, you know, those disparities as it relates to mental health in the Black community, the stigma and everything. So we're like on the front lines. We want to be anyway. And if you're actively engaged in any kind of activism, you know, advocacy, social justice work, it's very easy for you to lose sight of your own self-care. A world of millions still experiencing needless physical, mental, emotional, economic suffering. And it's vital for us to stand up, right? We got to protect the safety, well-being, and rights of every living human being. That's how we, you know, that's what we all about. But fighting for a cause is exhausting. In all senses of the word, yes, it is exhausting. Which is why practicing self-care is so important for people who are doing that kind of work. So, on this program, Makiba and I, we're going to talk to you about it. We're going to address those issues. We're going to give you some tips. And all of you social justice activists out there and advocates, God bless you. We got to take care of ourselves. Let's be there together. This is Black Mental Matters. It's Black Mental Matters. Oh, yeah, we crazy. We're black and back. Black Mental Matters is Vince the Voice and Makiba Reed Johnson. How you doing, Makiba?
I'm doing pretty good, Vince. Good. Yeah, it's Black History Month.
It is Black
History
Month.
So we're extra black right now.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm very thankful. Love being black. And it rolls right into what we're going to talk about here today. Did you know? Well, you probably did know because I talked about it in the promo that Dr. Martin Luther the King himself, his staff told him he needed to go get some mental help.
No, I did not know that.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
And he refused, of course, because he says, no, you know how Dr. King was. He was like, I got things to do. And that's how people who are on the front lines, these activists, you know, for whatever cause it is, that's how they are. They're like, hey, I ain't got time for all that. But we know that folks that are on the front line, mm-hmm. are the folks who probably need more care than anybody, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's actually now conversation being had concerning self-care for activists.
That's right.
And how critical it is because of the type of work that activists do. It is draining.
So I'm going to call this, just because you woke don't mean that your spirit's broke podcast today. How about that?
I like that. Yes.
So let's first talk about what an advocate is. We're mm-hmm. advocates,
yes,
right?
We're
activists.
Absolutely.
And advocates, right?
Right. Yeah. So advocates or activists or social justice allies, we are people that are engaged in dealing with fighting racism, sexism, violence, transphobia, xenophobia, and other social injustices. Or, you know, even the platform that we have here, Vince, with mental health awareness, we are advocates for it. And the exhausting part of being an activist is that sometimes you feel like you're just doing all this work and the world's never changing.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people experience burnout.
Right, right. And so again, you know, it's not necessarily that you are like Dr. King, you know, and on whatever your causes
Absolutely.
Are that you're passionate about, it could be fashion.
Right, exactly.
It could be hair.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but when we're talking social justice, it's a little different because you want to really create a change that's
Absolutely.
Affecting folks' lives and those kinds of things. And like you say, that can be real exhausting
right.
for many reasons.
Yes, just with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a social justice movement, and that also comes with being on the front line and physically protesting.
Right.
And that takes a completely different level of commitment to a cause, and you're putting yourself at risk for physical violence, you're putting yourself at risk for getting arrested. So those persons do need to make sure that they're employing some very deliberate tactics to take care of themselves.
You know, again, we say this is Black History Month, and boy, you know, our great leader, John Lewis, you know, Congressman John Lewis, and I want to, you know, I've done videos on him over the years and, you know some about him, but could you imagine knowing what you were facing, walking towards men on horses with guns and all this stuff, you know?
And those are our ancestors, Vince, and we share that DNA of that unresolved trauma, the things that we've experienced collectively as a culture and the things that we've been through that we have not addressed as collectively as a race of people, because we're still in the fight. So it's kind of hard to sit back and say, okay, I need to take care of myself, because you're still faced with, you know, I've got two boys in their 20s. When they leave out, I cannot sleep until they're back in the house at night, Vince, because I'm worried about them getting pulled over.
Well, you're a mom, right?
Right.
That's what moms
do. I'm a mom of Black boys. You know, so that whole thing is just, it's different for us. And it's hard for us to understand. We know we need to take care of ourselves, but the question is, well, when do I have time? Because I'm always on fighting this unjust system.
Well, you know, it's almost counterintuitive, because the first thing you want to say, again, getting back to like a John Lewis or somebody like that, is you had to be crazy to stand up there and do that. But look what happened. What was the result?
Right.
So he wasn't crazy. It was the ones who didn't attack the issue, right?
Exactly.
And that's how an activist mind thinks.
Absolutely. And activists are selfless people. And I think the beauty of activism now, Vince, is that you don't need a degree to be an activist. You don't need credentials. So you've got kids like the Not Okay app kids, you know, Charlie and Hannah, which are amazing.
Yes.
They are young activists and they're out there doing the work for mental health awareness. But they also need to make sure, like everybody else, that they are pouring back into themselves when you're doing this type of work.
And that's what, you know, their mom and we talk about a lot, you know, when you're out there. And then, you know, you're on the front lines, you're trying, and sometimes it just seems like don't nobody give a dang.
Yes.
And so, you know, how that makes you feel. It's exhausting work. If you're really dedicated, then you're thinking about it 24/7, you know, 25/8, you know, 25 hours, 8 days a week. Again, the other side is you're fulfilling your purpose.
Absolutely. Right. Living in your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Which is very important, especially to a lot of people of color who feel like, you know, they've been charged to make a change in the world. It's very important. I think what's important is when you are talking about, you know, being involved in social justice events, that burnout is common, because a lot of social activists feel like, you know, the important thing about being an activist is putting yourself last. But now we're actually redefining that, and we're changing the narrative of that in the mental health community. We're saying that being selfless is probably the most destructive thing that you can do, particularly if you're on the front lines fighting for whatever cause is most important to you, because you should not get to the point where you don't have anything left of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, when your phone says low power, you stop what you're doing.
That's right.
I mean, I've had more people ask me, can they borrow my cell phone charger than I have, hey, you know, I'm tired, you know, what do I need to do? More people are more aware of, you know, charging devices than charging themselves.
Right. All right. So if you're one of those that are out there, you know, and you, and it's so many of us, you know, and thank God for them, you know, all of the activists in all these various arenas, we're going to come back and give you some information, some things you can do to improve your self-care and be able to do even more stuff.
Right.
Because that's what you're here for.
That's
all right.
Right.
It's Black Mental Matters. Stay right there. It's Black Mental Matters with Vince the Voice and Makiba. Just cause you woke don't mean your spirit need to be broke.
We know. I love that.
You like that?
I do.
Hey, well, first of all, we thank all of the activists out there who are doing such great things out in the world. We really appreciate the work that you're doing. But as we've been talking, Makiba, you know, you're on the front lines, you're grinding, and sometimes it happens, burnout. So what is burnout? What does that mean?
So people think of burnout in terms of just being tired from putting in long hours of work on doing something, but it's actually the feeling of putting in a lot of energy and not getting a sufficient return on your investment, or constantly putting in work and you're, you know, opening up Twitter and you're seeing, you know, another Black person has been shot or something else has been happening that you've been fighting against, and it incites the feeling of, you know, I'm doing all this work, I'm putting out all this material, I'm giving so much of myself, and I'm not seeing the change that I want to see.
You know, ooh, talk about Dr. King, and do you ever watch The Boondocks?
I do. Oh, I used to with my kids.
There was an episode where Dr. King came back and he said, if I'd have known that you would have did this here, I would have. You know, they was throwing MLK Day parties and shit.
Okay.
So that's an exaggeration. But I'm like you said, you don't know where it's going
to
go.
Right. And what we need to think about when we're talking about self-care and social activism and social justice is that it's a marathon,
yes.
Vince. It's not a sprint. This is something that you're going to probably be doing for the rest of your life if it's your passion.
Yes.
People don't have on their resume that they were a social activist from 2012 to 2014.
That is so true.
It's something that you are doing for your entire life, so you can afford to take breaks and take time out for yourself, because unfortunately and fortunately, the problem's not going anywhere.
Right.
You can take a break and you can come back. That problem that you're working against fighting is still going to be there. So you need to realize this is a lifelong journey and you are making a difference for now. But you have to realize that this is not something that's going to be over in 2021.
But I put a bunch of posts out there. I posted about that I wanted some witnesses at the trial, you know, but that's what happens. And folks
right.
get fired. We're going to talk about that some more. But you can, you know, put all your energy into this and nothing changes.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's the importance about knowing what, as a social activist, Vince, you need to establish what you want out of the work that you're doing and be able to measure it. Even if it's just as simple as, I want to do one podcast a week.
Okay.
And you know that you're getting out your one podcast a week, have something that you can measure and then try to stick to the thing that you're measuring. You can't go by other people's opinions, what you're seeing on the news. And what's really important when you're talking about, you know, social justice and being online, you know, you have people that are online primarily as their platforms for social justice. And those are probably some of the most targeted persons in terms of, you know, being trolled against, being, you know, racially targeted, all types of things that they're, you know, getting to them, you know, just through their social media outlet that's impacting their emotional well-being on a regular basis. Plus, they are absorbing the pain of the survivors that they're trying to help, because those people are coming to them if they see them as a social activist and telling them, hey, this was my story, you know, I was, you know, sexually assaulted by this celebrity or by this person, and I heard you're the person that I need to reach out to. You're absorbing that person's trauma as well. So that's why you need to be aware of your own self-care when you're taking on social justice.
You know, you mentioned social media and the trolling that takes place, and now you're trying to help folks, and then people are slamming you for whatever, you know, because they're trolls and they have nothing better to do anyway. Heaven forbid you talking about helping Black folks, you know, we've had that question before. Well, why are you trying to help the mental health of Black folks? Because Black folks need it bad.
Right.
We've been it just ain't been happening for us.
No.
And no one cares, so we have to care.
Right, yes. You know? And if we don't care, who is going to care? Yeah.
So
if not us, then who?
It's a powerful phenomenon that we just had a show about, the social media. And that can play out with this activism, because it's such a powerful tool that's being utilized a lot of times in the right way.
Right.
But it can also bring with it just all kinds of, sometimes you just got to get off of it for a minute.
Yes,
still,
huh? Right. Yes. And you also need to realize, when you are on social media as your primary or one of your primary platforms, that you are dealing with people's opinions.
Right.
And an opinion is the lowest form of knowledge.
Right.
Everybody has one. The most racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, evil, self-centered person out there has an opinion. And if they have social media, they can direct that opinion to you.
Right.
So we've got to know when to disengage from our social media, know when it's time to exit a thread that is going back and forth on something that you feel strongly about, because you're not getting anywhere by arguing with people that don't share your same mindset.
That's right. And it disengages not only from that conversation, but sometimes, not sometimes, hurry up and disengage from that person that's
absolutely
putting it out there.
Right.
You know.
Yes. One therapist that is online that I love to follow quotes that blocking and muting is a form of self-care
mm-hmm.
on social media.
Oh, yes.
And what they do is, as soon as they put out a post that's about mental health awareness or whatever they're putting out there, and they, you know, get some type of crazy response back, they block and they mute the person without even responding to it. One quote that I heard years ago, Vince, that I love, that I always take to heart, is for when you are dealing with activism, for you to focus on building your alliances within your circle or within your or on your platform, and not spending your time
trying to convert others.
Yes, because
you're not going to do it.
You know, and even the movement now with where we're trying to get, you know, white people to see and understand what white privilege is, you can't spend a lot of time and energy on that. You've got to work with people that already hold that same mindset and build up from there.
Right. That's right. Oh, that is so very on point. So on point. So again, we're today, I mean, just like, again, this podcast, you know, we are advocates. We are advocates for mental health, and again, mm-hmm. particularly in the Black community. And yes, we did. There was some pushback. Well, why? You know, again, are you, you know, for that community and not everybody? Well, we are for everybody.
Absolutely.
But we have a mission to help those in our own. And as we look at the numbers, it can be discouraging. You know, yeah, we're trying to
yes.
do what we're doing on our end, but then we find the numbers of Black Americans, you know, who aren't getting treatment and who are getting, and it can make you just want to say, oh,
yes.
There's nothing I can do.
Right, because the numbers are growing as we sit right here and speak and do this podcast.
Do this right.
But that's why we're here, that's also why, Vince, it's so important to, when you are an activist, you have to condition yourself to the point where you are operating from the source of self-care being your core.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, doing a physical event and you've had all of your nutrients.
Ah, like
so
that.
You don't go out and do the work unless you've been fed yourself spiritually first.
Oh.
And if you haven't, you need to take time off until you are in that space where you can then start pouring out.
Then get out there and get them.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much, Makiba. You made me feel so much better. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take another short pause for the cause. Come back with, again, some things that you can do. You know, like I say, sometimes you got to turn that phone off, you know. Sometimes, you know, you just feel, I'll tell you in just a moment. It's Black Mental Matters. Thank you. We're living our best life as Vince and Makeba because we are doing what we was put on this earth to do, and that's to help out some black folks and get our black mental matters, mental health together, right,
Makeba? That's right. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. And today we're trying to help those that are on the front lines themselves, no matter how big that line is or small. You know, you have a passion that you're trying to, or something you're trying to make happen, but you got to take care of yourself in order to make that happen. Ain't that right?
Right. Absolutely, Vince. And we were just discussing how self-care needs to be at the core of your work as an activist. So you've got to make sure that you are eating right, that you're getting enough sleep, that you're engaging in activities outside of the work of activism. So you should have some things that you do that have nothing to do with your activism work, whether it's swimming, going to the gym, you know, sitting outside, you know, in the sun. You need to have some hobbies outside of your purpose.
So let's start with here's some basic tips for self-care for you activists out there. First, as you just said, honoring your body's needs. Mm-hmm. Your body needs constant nutrition.
Yes.
It needs that exercise, the upkeep, movement, mm-hmm. Grooming. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be working so hard and looking like, you know, you ain't combed your hair.
Right.
You may have the best message on earth,
yes.
but if you ain't looking the part, you know, people, Dr. Martin Luther the King was sharp all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't deny him. She was sharp all the time. So and listen to your body's cues about what it needs to feel at its best, huh?
Right. Yes. And don't wait until you're sick to then start taking care of yourself. It needs to be preventive mm-hmm. when you're a social activist. You need to make sure that you're doing it before you do the activism.
Okay. Second thing I got for you is to find your community.
Yes.
The community. Surround yourself with people, you know, like-minded that kind of want to affirm your mm-hmm. experiences and are willing to accept you for who you are mm-hmm. and what you do. Don't put yourself in the middle. You don't go to the Klan meeting.
No.
I'm gonna change these people. No, you don't. You know what I'm saying?
No, you are absolutely right. You need to make sure that you are aligning yourself with like-minded folks, not only in your activism, but you should also have a separate group of people or persons for your self-care, even if it's just one or two people that you do your self-care work with yourself as well.
I love this line here. At the same time, you want people who are compassionate and understand that self-care is not selfish.
Absolutely.
That understand that sometimes, look, Makeba, I know you're leading us, but we need to step back for a minute. You need to, you know, take a chill for just a minute.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah, you need to understand that sometimes you're going to have to make some decisions to put up some barriers mm-hmm. and to tell people that you can't commit to something. And you've got to be okay when they get upset. And you have to be all right when they don't understand it. And you need to also know within yourself, you don't need to explain your reason to tell somebody no, that you can't commit or do something, because that's the danger in being an activist, is that people think that this is all you do 24 hours a day, and they think they can call you, text at you, tweet you, how come you didn't repost this? I texted you this message. You need to have some boundaries established and as I say, protect them fiercely. People who know me know that when I am not contacting you back, is not personal, but I've got some other things I might be that, you know, I have going on, or I might be employing self-care, but I am going to get back with you. So you need to make sure that you're comfortable not just setting your boundaries, but also protecting them, because you will have people that will push your boundaries.
Oh, they will push you. I recall I can almost verbatim the conversation on the phone. Somebody wanted me to do something with a youth organization, and I couldn't do it at the time. They said, "Oh, Vince, you're not going to help the kids."
Yes,
I wanted to just blow. I'm the chairman of the Job Corps, brother. I'm helping kids 24/7.
Yes.
You don't know what you're talking about, you know, for real. And I got upset about that. But then at the same time, it let me know that, hey, no, because if I'd have said yes, then you're doing something halfway, or you're going to be upset with yourself. So I feel very comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, being able to say no. And so
right.
So should you. Limit things that drain your energy.
Yes, mm-hmm. right. And you need to understand when your activism might be draining your energy as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a red flag to when you need to take some time back. Sometimes it might be a good idea to delete your social media apps off your phone for about a week or two. Mm. That will actually help your mindset when you're not plugged into social media 24 hours a day. You're not hearing everybody's opinion or the news. I was actually surprised a little bit when, you know, the news story broke tragically about Kobe Bryant. And, you know, my husband and I were watching the news, and we were watching the news cycle of it. And, yes, of course, you've got the announcement, and then you've got pictures of the crash. Yeah, you've got to know when to know enough is enough information. You know that the person has passed. You know that it's time for you to grieve, but you don't need to keep looking at images that are destructive to your emotional well-being and your own happiness.
You know, that was what I was going to say, is to avoid traumatic experiences. And that's exactly what you just said.
Yes.
Turn it off. Turn the TV off, turn the news off, watch some cartoons. If you got to have something, I got to have noise all the time. I'll turn on some cartoons or something like that, you know, and just, you know, get away from that. And the Kobe was so tragic. You know, it each time, because it's still so fresh right now, I get a lump in my throat.
Yeah.
There has been a tear or two,
right.
You know, that has ruled.
He was one of our own.
He was one of our very own.
Yeah, and a lot of us saw him rise to the place where he got. So a lot of us had a personal connection with him.
Right. But we don't want to be digesting this 24 days, and that's no disrespect. That means no disrespect.
Yeah.
We still have the great reverence for his, you know, what he did or accomplished in life.
We're talking about looking at media outlets, hearing the same story, looking at images. There has to be a point where you cut that off and you say, okay, I know what happened, and now I need to now grieve or do what I need to do to process this.
Mm. One I know that's going to be hard for us, you know, advocates, again, those on the front line, and that is find help when you need it. And that's why we're talking about this right now.
Absolutely.
Be big enough to ask for help. You are not Superman or woman, right?
Right, yes. Mm. And that's a great point, Vince, because as an activist, you need somebody that you can turn to be able to have that soft place to fall, like something or someone.
I got excited about that. You see that?
Something or someone needs to be your soft place to fall. So you need, because you are helping all these people and you are out there on the front line pouring out so much of yourself, you need to make sure that you've identified someone that can be your person that you can go to when you need somebody to talk to.
That's right. And realize that you are enough.
Yes.
Right.
You are enough. And you know what? That makes me think about an example of, if you take a table and you put three apples on the table and then you take away the three apples, you are not looking at a table minus three apples. It's still a table.
Dang.
Yes. So,
is there a microphone?
Man, come on now. They ain't ready.
Right.
Understanding your wholeness, because there's something magical about you if you are an activist.
Mm.
You are vibrating at a pretty high level of frequency as an activist if you care enough about the world.
Yeah.
So you've got to understand there's something great about you that's apart from what you're doing, and all the things that are coming to you are just adding to your greatness, that you are not deficient if any of those things stop.
We got a whole community of Martin Luther the Kings out there. I love saying it like that. Martin Luther the King. He showed us. He got out there. He made a difference.
Yeah.
Listen, but if you don't change the whole voting rights system of America, if you just do a little, in fact, if with this podcast, when we consider ourselves to be advocates, if just one person, you know, is able to change their trajectory as a result, then it's mission accomplished.
Absolutely. Even if one person has a conversation with a child.
Yes.
That's making a difference, Vince. So that's a good point. You don't need to measure your success on a large scope.
That's right.
Just the fact that you broke the cycle of trauma within your family is a big deal.
But see, that is a whole nother thing, too, because we in our community, we hold up the biggest badge. You know, everybody's going to be Michael Jordan.
Yes.
There's one Michael Jordan in the world, one Jay-Z in the world.
Right.
I'm going to be like Jay. Really?
Yes.
I mean, one, literally one.
No, you're right.
Out of all the billions of people, but we have that tendency to think that we have to achieve that.
Absolutely.
In order to be successful, when, you know, if you could just take care of the people next door.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about mental health, sometimes it's the world that you just got up this morning and just made it throughout the day. So we need to celebrate our small accomplishments as well.
We want to thank all those advocates out there that are doing so much.
Yes.
Continue to fight, but take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. So then we can all get together and, you know, have a drink or do something. We'll do something like that, right?
Yeah, right. That sounds good.
Sounds real good. Well, thank you so much again, Makiba. I think we did a great job today for the activists and for ourselves. And we just want to thank everyone and talk to them soon, right?
Absolutely. Thanks, right. Vince.
Black Mental Matters.
This is Makiba Reed Johnson with Black Mental Matters, and this is Makiba's Mindful Moment. And I want to take this moment to talk about planning self-care at the core of your work if you are an activist. We need to challenge the idea of activism as selflessness. The idea that a good activist is one that dedicates all of their energy to others should not exist. You should not have to suffer as an activist, and you should not be a martyr for your own cause. You need to make sure that you are building yourself up first.